Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Source Code. I am the social media superstar. I am the glitch in the system, and I am Jay Walker. Another throwback episode talking about gratitude. So let's dive right into it and wait for me at the end of this one, guys.
I think sometimes people focus too much on the negative from an event and dwell on it and let it define them in some cases. You sometimes don't realize the positive that comes from some of those situations. When you look back and realize these moments have changed you for the better, you can then be grateful. You can express gratitude for coming out of it better and bigger as a person. For example, I was in a relationship with someone for 3 years. High school sweethearts, prom dates, the whole nine yards. I spent all my time with this person. We took some of the same classes in university, we worked at the same workplace, we even spent hours between all of that together. But she broke it off with me to pursue a different relationship. At the time, I was mad, broken, I became violently ill. My entire life revolved around this person's schedule and her goals and how I was going to be able to function without her. I had no idea. I dropped out of school, I had no idea how I was going to go on with all this change, and felt like a piece of me was missing. Now, obviously over time, I got over it. I created some new friends, gave myself new projects, a new schedule, and I became independent once again. Those things take time, though. But now, looking back, no matter how bad it hurt and how alone I felt, I'm grateful for the experience and for her dumping me. After all, I wouldn't have found my beautiful wife and wouldn't have an amazing daughter. Not only that, but that situation gave me the strength to become independent. It taught me many things about myself. And yes, while I longed for affection and love, I learned that there is more to love than just leaning on someone else to be there to supply it to you 24/7. It taught me to love myself. I'm grateful, because if I hadn't moved on, I would have just coasted by without demanding more of myself. I'm grateful, because it's that strength and those lessons that allowed me to push myself a little harder and gain more confidence to become a pro wrestler rather than just settling on being a referee. This isn't just about relationships either. Any moment in life. A car accident can leave us injured permanently, but without having a piece of us taken away, we wouldn't be who we are today. It can allow you to appreciate life that much more, to cherish every relationship, to give yourself more strength, because you have to fight harder for what you want out of life. We have so much to be grateful for that we take advantage of on a daily basis. And that's fine. There's so much going on in the world that if we took time to express our gratitude to every single thing, nothing would get done. I'm talking about those who dwell too much on the negativity of a situation instead of taking the positive out of it. That's how we learn. Instead of blaming these situations, learn from them and appreciate the lessons that come from it. What do you guys think? Are the situations in your life that you've labeled as terrible and negative that have affected you long term? I think it's time to start looking at the other side of it and how we came out better because of these situations. And once you do that, I think you just start in general being a much happier person.
So you might have been noticing me on Twitter asking what you're grateful for, and I'm doing it to engage, but I'm also doing it to try to get you guys thinking positively about your day and what to appreciate throughout the day, to just be grateful for what you have in front of you, being grateful for everything being thrown at you. You've really got to take the good, even from the bad situations, and continuing to grow and demand more from yourself is a good thing. So it's super important to sit there and reflect sometimes. I was actually thinking about this the other day. My dad was watching an award show. Somebody was accepting an award and saying how hard work leads to good luck, I think is what the guy said. And my dad was just like, BS, because he's been running this business of his now for around 30 years. Yeah, 30 years. He just looked at the negative that he's not like some rich millionaire with everything, can retire early or anything like that. And I stopped him right there and I was like, you've owned your own business successfully for 30 years. You've had a safe, comfortable earning and a job and a place for 30 years, you know, this place has provided you a family and your entire life is in this. You know, you are so lucky. And going back to my grandma, who was born in Mexico, slaving away in tobacco fields, picking tobacco out and just to make a living for her alcoholic father. We could have been born in Mexico with absolutely nothing in the most dire, upsetting conditions. And luckily, Grandma had the courage and tenacity to cross a couple of borders and make it all the way up to Canada and start a living not only for herself, but her future generations. She's really created some opportunity for us. And there's so much to be grateful for. You know, instead of just focusing on negative, guys, we need to start looking at the positive things in life, because things could be a whole lot worse than what they are. And I mean, I've seen some pretty negative stuff coming from asking what you're grateful for, but it's in those moments of struggle and in those moments where we question whether or not we should keep going. Those are the moments that we find real strength and change us as people to not only be grateful, but to better our situations. And we find a way to persevere and to grow and to get better. And that's what being grateful is all about, is just appreciating what you have in the moment, no matter how bad the situations are, no matter how good the situations are. It's important to reflect and realize that things could always be worse. Things could always be better, but it's enjoying the process, enjoying your moments. And I'm going to say it one more time, appreciating what's right in front of you. So be grateful for what there is out there for you today. Don't focus on things that you want. That's just things that you want. That's, you know, it doesn't matter right now. If you want things, then you go out and you chase them, and you be grateful for the opportunity that you have, that you can chase them, because not everybody has that ability right now in front of them, but you do. You're lucky listening to this right now. You can accomplish anything you want to. You can get anywhere you want to. You just have to be grateful for what you have right now and be grateful for the abilities that you have and go for it.